Right now, the budding furor centers on a pair of tall, thin metal poles, two meteorological research towers standing not quite 200 feet high and between 8 and 10 inches in diameter. They're wanted by Next Era Energy Resources, the Florida-based company that already operates an extensive wind farm in Altamont Pass, east of Fremont, to conduct studies to determine if the West Marin Coast is a good location for possible future wind turbines. Permits for the temporary installation of the towers were approved by Marin County officials August 26th and promptly appealed by a group that includes representatives of the Audubon Society, the Marin Conservation League, and the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin. Petaluma garage owner Chips Armstrong is another member of that group.
There's aesthetic values that are being compromised. There are historical statutes about this area from the standpoint of it being a flyway for raptors, that the wind turbines and the guy wires for the Met Towers are just lethal.
Additionally, says Armstrong, the noise from wind turbines can injure wildlife and even impact the health of any humans nearby. But his biggest objection seems to be economic. He not only opposes the governmental subsidies that could support future turbine installations, but questions their energy benefits.
There's no net power created. 1.3% of the power created in the state of California comes from wind turbines. All 13,000 wind turbines in the state of California can be matched with one 550-megawatt gas generator.
Barry Vesser, deputy director of the Santa Rosa-based Climate Protection Campaign, demurs, noting that wind energy production elsewhere is growing.
Wind is a commercially viable source of renewable energy. It's being deployed all over the world, including many places in the United States at scale, and is certainly a viable source of renewable energy. The vulnerability of wind is its intermittency, but there are ways to deal with that, both through storage and also just through supplementing other grid power.
One of the two privately owned farmland parcels where the meteorological measuring stations are proposed is covered by a conservation easement held by the Marin Agricultural Land Trust. MALT Executive Director Bob Berner makes a clear distinction between the research tower and future wind turbine operations.
The meteorological research tower is temporary and has no discernible impact on the agricultural values of the property and is not contrary to the provisions of the conservation easement. In the course of making that determination, however, we also stated clearly that the kind of wind-generating towers that Next Era Energy Company typically wants to build would not be permitted by the conservation easement.
But David Woolyard, principal and co-founder of Sage Renewables, an Inverness-based clean energy company, suspects that the whole issue may be moot in West Marin.
I seriously have some reservations of whether or not they're going to find the wind that they need to do a development like that. I doubt that they will.
The Marin County Planning Commission will review the appeal of the weather research towers next Monday. The appellants have scheduled an informational public meeting at the Dance Palace in Point Reyes this evening at 7:30. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.